Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply by giving value and sharing your mission. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Katie Keith, the founder of Lead Rebellion and executive director for Global Chamber London, who helps senior women in business to break through limitations, amplify their influence, and lead boldly. So through her Rebel Success Circle and transformational coaching using her CCR3 EQ assessment tool, Katie guides female leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs to redefine leadership on their terms, challenging the outdated models that often hold women back. Now, Katie's transition after 25 years in the corporate world demonstrates how breaking the rules and refusing to color the inside of the lines, this can create such authentic leadership and impact. And while balancing her portfolio career and consulting with global brands, she's creating a movement dedicated to helping women lead with limitless ambition, elevated vision, and daring action. Hell yes. Oh, this is going to be fun. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us. So can you just expand a touch more on, you know, where you are today with your business and tell me about those women that you love to help?
Do you know what, Mark? I love to help women that've got a twinkle in their eye, a little fire in their belly. And Lead Rebellion is about tapping into that rebellious part of us to turn that flame into an inferno. And so typically I love working with people that are rock stars in their own right. So they've already kicked some major goals, but they just know that there's more out there for them. And they want something which is a little bit leans more into sort of that, you know, 21st century or limitless, elevated, authentic, daring way of leading. And that's the Lead framework. The rebellion side of it is really just tapping into non-conforming leadership structures. And yeah. Actually, Lead Rebellion is more than a business to me. It's a movement. It's a way of being. It's a community. It's about connection, engagement, and growth all in one. And I wanted to wrap that up because one of my superpowers is connecting people. Mm. And so if I can bring people together, help them elevate their leadership, step into even thought leadership, and ignite that inferno underneath them, then I'm doing my job.
I love that. So let's look at that connecting. So this is your superpower. Now, with this, I mean, this can be just a normal coaching program. This can just be a normal guiding. There's a lot to this, but for you, there's much, much more because this, it branches through different industries. It goes through challenges. It goes through life cycles. There is more to this. So can you just outline for me, for those women that you serve, that you help, what are they asking for? What do they want?
sometimes they don't know, Mark. Sometimes they've already hit pinnacles and peaks in their career, right? So they're like, well, what more? I'm not settling for enough, right? So it's about helping them tap into what real purpose is, because I think we're sort of, you know, after 25 years in the corporate space, I've been there trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. And 7 years ago, I figured that out. And I've actually been transitioning myself for 7 years. So I've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt a few times. I've been through the highs and the lows. And transformation is quite difficult and challenging. It's messy. It's not linear. And so I want to help take other women on that journey and figure out who they want to be when they grow up. Even if you're 40 or 50, it doesn't matter. You know, you can get that spark. You've still got plenty of fuel in the tank to keep going. And so I help them narrow down what their purpose in life is, what their purpose in their career, what next. And I work across multiple industries. You know, I've been working in finance for 25 years, which is great, but leading the Global Chamber of Commerce in London for the last 5 years, I've become very sector agnostic. So I've been working with entrepreneurs, founders, senior executives, decision makers around navigating the nuances of international business. So I've got a real commercial hat there, but then I've also got the coaching hat and the systemic thinking around how we can help them narrow things down for them.
Yeah, so you've seen a lot from a lot of different perspectives. So we'll talk about your journey a little bit later on. Let's put a pin in that. For those, so as you've been engulfed in the chamber, for example, and you're seeing the impact on society, rules, beliefs, all these stories that we tell ourselves. So tell me more about how this lead rebellion, what does it actually mean? What does it actually give and afford these women?
I think it's carving out a space that fits them. And being someone who connects people and provides a community where people are building connections, what I have noticed over the years is the room no longer fits you after a while. So you're stepping into a room and it no longer serves you for what you need. And what I find is the more senior you go, the further away from networking, for example, you move, because it isn't serving you anymore. So how can we carve out spaces which allow that deep sense of connection, deep sense of growth? And Lead Rebellion is allowing women to step into a space that's carved out just for them. And so it is a movement. It is about a collective community moving together and reshaping the future of leadership for women. We've got a lot of challenges that we need to face in terms of fighting for our seat at the table still. But even if you've already got your seat, what next? So that's the big question.
Ooh, what next? So that is the question that is always there. What's next? You said earlier about, you know, some of your people, they don't know what they want. They want more. They've hit a limit. They've hit a place. It's where do I go from here? And you said about that real purpose. So to look at it from that perspective of, huh, okay, what's next? So selfishly, what do you love to see with your community of the changes that your people go through? Maybe it's the initial insights, maybe it's the awareness, maybe it's the empowerment, maybe it's the action they can take from that place. What is it that you, selfishly, you love so much?
Do you know what? When the breakthroughs happen, and you hear it a lot in the coaching community, the aha moments.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's just about the knowledge of self. We already have all the answers inside of us. We just need to extract them. And so once we've painted a picture and we've built a vision and they can feel it, taste it, smell it, and it becomes a reality, that for me is like the rewarding part. When I see that, when I see that transforming in front of me, it just, I don't know, it almost brings tears to my eyes sometimes.
Yeah. Well, this is the impact. This is the driven. As you said, this is not just another business. This is not just something people can apply. This is a movement. This is a mission. This is bigger than you, bigger than your business. So how has this been received? What is it like as you started to put this out into the world? Because that can be such a scary and exciting time.
It's been mind-blowing, actually. And I was just riding these waves of excitement in the first couple of weeks until, you know, the real messy stuff starts to come in and you start to feel the reality of running a business and launching a brand. But it's been very well received. I've had mixed messages around rebellion and what that might mean for the business world, but that's okay for me, because I'm going to be painting a picture on what rebellion means for the individual. Now, we might be rebelling against something within ourselves. We might be tapping into that little rebel that isn't afraid to make the tough decisions, isn't afraid to make those bold moves, isn't afraid to be a little bit badass when it comes to setting boundaries and saying no and, you know, standing up and having a voice and carving the way for the next generation. So, yeah, there's something really powerful around it. I think, you know, when I talk to, as I'm forming my first cohorts for the Rebel Success Circles, I'm receiving great feedback from that. People want to come and experience it. We're putting focus days together to get feedback. We're, you know, drawing on real life examples, real women in business, and forging a way forward together. So I like the vision and I like the agendas that I'm putting together, but I want to bring my community in to help shape that as well. It's not just about me.
Yeah, and I love the, as you said there, the uniqueness, the rebellion. It's not just for here's what it means. It can be unique for yourself. There's different ways of applying this. So tell me about some of these applications that you have seen that you are maybe you're most excited about continue to expand in the future. Tell me about what those are.
I think for me, what I'm seeing is the rebellion piece in the early stages of doing the onboarding. And do you know what the most challenging thing in running a practice like this is? Getting people to invest in themselves.
Ooh.
And that's probably the biggest challenge. That's the biggest hurdle. And getting them to actually believe in themselves enough that they're going to invest in themselves. And that's where you've got to tap into what is the rebel telling you inside. Because often we'll go, oh, I don't know if my partner will agree or my boss will approve this or this will happen. We've got every excuse under the sun in terms of investing. But what does the rebel need? What do you need inside? So overcoming that barrier of investing in ourselves is probably the biggest thing I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, what holds them back? So I love that question. That's a beautiful question. What's the rebel telling them inside? Okay, so what we see that in every industry, in every walk of life. I mean, crumbs, change is hard as human beings. We are hardwired to not change. Change is unknown. Unknown equals death. So there is a, even if we're given with a health problem or relationship or business problem, it still can be hard to change. So what do you find from your expertise holds some people back when it shouldn't really?
It is the unknown. It is the discomfort around change. And I think human beings are very complex. We're very, very complex. However, shifting the gears doesn't have to be as complex. I think we need to actually express, you know, what we actually want. And I think sometimes that unknown of not really knowing what we want is one of the big barriers. That's one. And then they have a look at the environmental barriers as well. And then I like to talk a little bit about the itty bitty shitty committee, which is a very real thing. And that's the imposter syndrome. So that's the narrative that we're framing around ourselves. You know, I was speaking to someone that hasn't invested in themselves for over a decade, and the business is growing around them, but they're staying here. This is a real problem, right? So there's a real sort of burning platform there. And so how do we actually get them to see that, hold the mirror up and have a really powerful conversation around what next? Are you being left behind? So it is about igniting that fire inside them, which you can call it the rebel, you can call it the flame, you can call it the spark, you can call it the twinkle, whatever you want to call it. That's inside of all of us. And it just needs a little bit of ignition.
So we all need that. There's that motivation, there's the drive, there's something. I love the way you say that, the fire, the spark, the twinkle, whatever you call it. There's, oh, so is that it? So do you help find that inner, that something? Because we have layers and layers of all the crap that we've accumulated from other people, all those, the voices that you talk about. Is that at the core of this, to find that inner self? I mean, Crumbs, you're on the Unforget Yourself show. Unforget yourself. Remember you. Remember that you matter. You, at its essence, are the most important aspect in your life and your business. So for you to rebel in the best way possible for your greater good, for the greater good of your community, there's something beautiful in that.
Yeah, it's rebelling in the power within. and reveling and reveling. And I think it is something really powerful about that. And a lot of people will come because they want to be in a community and they want to be in a room full of rock stars that can give them all of the wisdom and guidance that they need to push forward to make it happen. Because there's one thing finding out what you want to be when you grow up, Mark, and there's another thing making it happen.
And there's, you can lose your way, rightly or wrongly, for all the reasons. I mean, you probably see this with the women you serve, the justifications on why I lost my way, why I did this, why it's okay, why that was put back, why I became second. There's a lot. I mean, men do this, but women, I think, more. There's more hats that you wear, especially with families. So there's a lot of putting yourself away. This is about bringing you to the forefront. And let's talk about that, the forefront. You're leading the way. So with this, it's not just, again, it's you, as coaches, as guides, as leaders, we have to go first. So can you just talk about your experience, your journey right now? Because you're being called upon to lead this, to go first. So it's almost you're putting into practice everything that you teach. But that in its own, that can be scary. That can be terrifying. It can be exciting. What's this journey like for you as you scale this?
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is when I really started to lean on my village. And I think leadership isn't about going solo. Creating something big isn't about doing it on your own. And I think this is when I'm now being more vulnerable, open, transparent, authentic. I'm really leaning into my authentic self because I now need help. This is the whole new season, a shifting and changing of the seasons for me. And I've been on this transition for 7 years. So this is not my first rodeo. And I've already been doing a lot of the work and I've been doing it in the shadows. Now it's taken out into the light. So this is where I'm really leaning back into my community. And I have been unequivocally generous to my community, connecting people, supporting people with growth. And now I'm being more vulnerable to ask for help back. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. If I may, you said from the shadows to the light. I want to just double down on that because I think that is, can you expand on that for me?
Look, running a business for the past 5 years has been one thing. Putting a bold brand on the front of it and moving into something different is a different kettle of fish. So like I've got this amazing woman in my network. She goes, new levels, new devils. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So have you felt like, maybe you didn't at the time, have you felt like you were in the shadows in the past, or is it in hindsight you realized you were playing smaller than you possibly could be? What were those shadows like for you? And because isn't this the essence of, again, your mission, bringing everyone, especially those women, from their shadows into their light? It's that there's a natural transition, there's a natural transformation happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a lid on it and I didn't know how to pry the lid off to allow myself out. And what I've been doing over the last 5 years, although I've had a company, I've been helping others to showcase theirs. And so, you know, contracting and supporting other brands. And I still do a bit of that. I love it. And it keeps me commercial and in the game. But it was about coming out and saying, this is me, this is us, this is what we're creating and going forward, was really different to helping others do it themselves.
Yeah. What was that moment like? So that there must have been, for some people, it's like one killer moment that was like, and things need to change. This is the catalyst. For others, it's a long, slow build. What got you to that moment of, oh shit, I think this is bigger than I ever thought it possibly could be? What was that like for you?
I still feel it now. I do. I feel it now, Mark. Like I've got a big vision for Lead Rebellion and this is going to outlive me. It's more of a legacy movement and I don't want it to be about me. I want to be behind it to push it forward. And there was just something really empowering and liberating about stepping into the light, having this bold name, Lead Rebellion, that really resonated with me, resonated with the people around me, and it really niched down who I wanted to work with as well. So that was great. So it was exhilarating, but also a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Okay. So you really are going first. This is the same thing that your clients probably feel with every aspect of their lives. There's big decisions, small decisions. Tell me about this part of the journey where Okay, now this has become super duper real. It's not all top level. It's not all inspiration and fun. Sometimes it's like, you realize how hard things can be, or the logistics come into play, or the business takes control, because there's a polarity to this. There's the energy, and then there's the things that you have to do. So how are you sort of balancing both these worlds of this energy, this excitement, this inspiration, and also the very real legal, accounting, team building? There's so much that has to go alongside that to be built, right?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. So I've built this really amazing brand that's this beautiful movement. And for months I've been promoting it, building everything, build my product, my channels, and then I get a letter in the mail from the trademark UKIPO saying someone's going to challenge my brand. So everything that you've put your heart and soul into, 7 years of transition, building it up, being in the mincemeat and not knowing if you're going to be a sausage or a burger patty at the other end, and you've come out with Lead Rebellion, and then you're being challenged legally to take your brand down immediately. And this was tough for me because I really got paralysis by analysis. I didn't know whether or not to drop it and move forward. But I had a really interesting conversation with a client, actually. We're both each other's client, which is really amazing. This is the community here. And she just said, "How can you help others fight for their purpose and lean in for what matters to them if you're not willing to do it for yourself?" And so I'm willing to fight for what I believe in. And I believe that this is a movement for everybody. And so I've been grappling with my purpose versus the money, the time, the energy, the legal battle. And that's real. And I'm not the only one. When I spoke to some people in my community, many others are going through this as well. And in the leadership space, it's quite crowded. So the use of a word lead, it's quite common. You know, there's over 13,000 companies in the UK that have lead on their business name. So look, it is one of those things that I will work through, and whether or not I have to accept it at the other end is fine. I think there's something about resilience and versatility and acceptance going through this process. And so I have to kind of coach myself along the way. I lean on my community for support. Then there's the leaving of the corporate and leaving the nice fat salary, and then having to build your client base and build momentum. So that is always something that is a challenge, and I'm always trying to come from a place of abundance and to stay in a nice growth mindset throughout these challenges. And at times I do feel blocked, stuck, and then I need to sort of really process and figure out what narrative. And I've got this little model: name it, tame it, reframe it. And so when I get to that point, I just like name it. Okay, what's going on here? Yeah, I'm worried about money. I'm worried about the legals. I'm worried about, I've got to get registered for VAT. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And the list goes on. And so I just tame it a little bit and go, it's okay. What do I need to do? And then I reframe it. I got this. What will be, will be. And it's just sort of rebuilding that narrative inside as you go through the challenges.
I love that. That's a beautiful little framework. I've not heard it that way before. Name it, tame it, reframe it. And at the end of all those words is me. I love that. So it's all inside. It's all you. So as you go through these external challenges of legal challenges, of visibility, lead generation, finding your tribe, bringing people through, growing your business, these are all external aspects. So as the as the leader for this yourself, it's super important for you to manage oneself. I mean, it's the how is the what we always used to think was the how is the most important part, the how, the steps you take. But no, it's how you manage yourself during this, how you conduct, manage, and approach things from that legal battle, how you approach yourself from, okay, what's the next level of success look like? The inner work is so important. And again, this is so much of what you teach, so much of how you guide people. How do you think, how do you think your business, your mission is going to change based on the continuous lessons that you learn through growing this mission, this movement?
I think it's shaping it organically. And it doesn't matter what you've got plastered on the front wall. What I'm doing behind the scenes is not, it's not going to change that. There's still a really strong purpose around bringing female leaders together and carving out a space that they don't have right now. And that's not going to change. And I think it's informing me about letting go, acceptance. It's informing me about the stories and the narrative that I can share with my community when they're going through these challenges. So I don't know, it's just shaping the story behind Leave Rebellion, what it took to get it to where it is, and the highs and the lows and the hits that it had along the way.
Okay, so paint this picture for me. We're looking forward. I don't care whether it's 6 months, 5 years, 20 years. Where is this all going? Because some people have this mapped out completely. Other people, it's a little bit blurry. They know kind of what, but they understand it's going to change. It's going to evolve over time. What's that looking like for you right now?
Yeah, if I got off the dance floor for a minute and stood on that balcony and had a look at Leave Rebellion, and I'm a bit of a dreamer and an ideator, but, you know, I need really good people around me to help me do. And so it will take its own shape. But I look at this as a legacy brand. It goes way beyond me. Next year, for example, I'd love to have rebel circles all over the UK being led by really energetic female lead coaches. And creating their own circles, creating their own movements within movements. And then in the back end of that, we'll have all of our cohorts coming together in a collective community to mentor, support each other, build events, build movements. I want to bring thought leaders in to do masterclasses and help women with real life challenges. This is not a learning and development platform. This is a community of real life stuff that's going on. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, how can you help me? And so it is bringing a little bit of everything that I've enjoyed about my own professional development into one space.
Oh, I love that. It sounds absolutely beautiful. So look, Katie, I wish you all the best as you continue to grow this movement, this mission, and help so, so many women to, well, with that community, with that space, to bring it together. I love that. So thank you so much for sharing not only the work you do, but some great principles as well, and a little bit behind the scenes of your mission as you grow this. It's always fascinating. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. And look, for those people who, crumbs, they want to know more about you and the amazing work that you do, how can they find you? How can they reach out?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. lead-rebellion.com. Drop us a line. I'd love to connect with you. Want to become a part of the team? Let me know. I'd love to connect with people who sing from the same hymn sheet as me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think, hell yes, this sounds fantastic, please go and check it out. Reach out, start the conversation, join the community. And again, look, Katie, thank you so much. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.